Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Unfiltered platform, just reacting here to John Calipari's initial press conference. I know he's got one after probably starting about right now, about 5 minutes. This is the one I'm talking about, the reaction to the Hunter Yurecek one up there, kind of the sit-down panel type. But no, I mean, I can't remember a fan base being as excited about a hire in the SEC in a long time. And probably since Nick Saban at Alabama, let's call it that. That's just initially what jumped off to me out of that press conference was, I mean, you could sense it in Hunter Yurcich. He looked fired up introducing. He was speaking so fast. You could tell he just wanted to bring it. Let's get the lights going. Let's go bring in Coach Cal. I mean, he even told the university president, chancellor, whatever they call him in Arkansas, this is your birthday present. It's a fired up fan base, AD administration, as they should be, as they should be. What else is about? You can see why Cal's a great recruiter. Does a good job wheeling and dealing out. He was talking to one guy in the crowd. He said, yeah, tell your mom I say hello. Classic. You can tell, just an ace recruiter. He's a tier 1A1 recruiter. What else you can tell? Tell he'd done his homework in Arkansas naturally. I mean, he said they were a blue blood program, and I know he's playing to his audience. But some of that is he's not wrong. Arkansas's got just as much tradition as anybody. I know I put a video out there kind of getting on Hunter Yurcich last week when he messed up the Chris Beard thing. And to be fair, he did mess that up. And I think he's faulted that. So I think two things can be true at once. And again, like I've mentioned before, we struggle as a society in today's time to admit two things can be true at the same time. He messed up the Chris Beard deal with the 3-year non-compete clause at the end, but he also made up for it in Phoenix when he met with John Calipari, like John Calipari mentioned. And I respect Cal. They were trying to keep it under the radar a little bit, whether that's true or not. They wanted to keep it so it didn't interrupt the national championship game with Purdue and UConn. It is what it is. But it ran its course at Kentucky. It had ran its course. I thought also another keynote, he mentioned he's not going to have to raise NIL money. He said he had to do that at Kentucky, but I think a lot of that was, take it out of context here, he had burned a lot of bridges in Lexington already. So by the time, I mean, think about it, he was there 15 years. By the time NIL really rolled around in the summer of 2021, and fast forward probably another year before he really had to look it in the eyes and it affect his team in Lexington, he burned some bridges already. I mean, it's about 13, 14 years of having an opportunity to burn a bridge is what it is. So I think you didn't have as many people behind him. Remember, he started his own collective with his donor buddies. But I think in Arkansas, remember, you got Tyson Chicken. You got Walmart there. You got a lot of big donors. Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, as we know, if you follow sports at all. You got a lot of big donors there where they can go raise a lot of that himself. And I'm sure that was what was discussed with Cal. He's like, I really don't want to go raise my own money. I'm walking to a fresh, clean slate. I promise you I can get it done. If you give me a certain dollar amount, $5 million, we can go get us a consistent Sweet 16 basketball team. But no, I mean, that kind of jumped off to me too. Again, you can tell he's an ace recruiter. You know, he's going to feel more comfortable. He's not going to have to go raise his own money here at Arkansas. And some of that was his fault at Kentucky. For you Kentucky fans listening and Arkansas fans that don't know the backstory, two things can be true at once. He burned some of those bridges himself. So when he says he had to go collect and raise the money himself, some of that's his own fault. Here, he's off to a clean slate. It's going to be nice for him. It's going to be nice. Now, he mentioned, hey, I got a whole roster I got to go rebuild. And people started laughing. He said, that's not funny. He's right. He's got to get it rolling. It'll be interesting. Some of those Kentucky guys coming over. But, again, the thing that really sticks out is I can't remember a fan base being this excited about a hire since Alabama hired Nick Saban in January of 2007. That's really what it is at this point. Now, getting to it again, this isn't going to be a long video. I'll probably got 2 or 3 minutes left. But just wanted to react to that initial press conference. You can follow me on social media. I'll react to some of his other official media press conference stuff.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYDHealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
But I think Cal's going to be fine there. So I see a lot of people are split. I think he's got a little rejuvenation. They're going to give him the money because they have it. Again, Arkansas is an athletics program in the SEC. You Arkansas fans know this. I don't tell you. You can win a national championship in every sport except football. Now, don't hate me because of my last statement, except football. I just don't think football is there one of a team. Again, people forget in football, there's only a handful of teams that can really win the national championship. Just a handful. People are like, well, they made the playoffs. They can win it. They were only a game or two away from winning it. Truly winning it and getting through a playoff setting with your depth and stuff, that's different. Only a few teams can do that. Probably about 8 to 10 in the country can do it on a year-to-year basis. I'll go low. Let's go 4 to 5. I'm going to say 4 to 5 have a chance to go win that championship in football every year, give or take injuries. But I think in basketball, baseball, softball, tennis, track and field, Arkansas can compete with the best of the best in national championships. They can win it again in every sport except football. So they got the money. They got the funds. Give Eric Musselman credit. I thought Cal said a phenomenal statement there. Musk got them back on the railroad track. And it wasn't anything Mike Anderson did, the previous coach before Musselman in Arkansas. He went to the tournament once. Solid coach at UAB in Missouri. But Musk amplified that program, got it back in the trajectory it should have been. Remember, 3 Sweet 16 appearances, 2 Elite Eights. Give Musk credit, man. And I appreciate and respect the Arkansas fan base, AD, Hunter Yurcich, and Cal for giving him – they acknowledged it in the same lines as Nolan Richardson when they were talking about him. They acknowledged him. I mean, they did. Like, so you got to give Musk credit. Again, they had no one on the roster. He said he met with 3 players before he had to go, that they're all in the portal. But I think Cal's going to do well there, man. I think this is a good hire. I think it's perfect timing, and most jobs are all about timing, like a little off base here. But I think Billy Napier in Florida, awful timing. Just in the landscape of college football, I think it's a bad timing. I think this is perfect timing. Now, do I think Cal's going to go win, have the success he had at Kentucky? He's going to bring that and replicate that in Fayetteville? Probably not. I'm not even ready to say he's going to make a Final Four. He only has 3 guys on his roster right now, and all three of them are in the portal. But I do think he consistently gets them competing for SEC league titles, some Sweet 16s. I wouldn't even venture to say some Final Fours. Just is what it is. But I just wanted to react to that. Just remember, the things that stood out to me was the reaction to the fan base the last day and a half. You can just tell in 100 years, it was these people are rallying around Cal, and the last thing is this is perfect timing. Perfect timing for Arkansas to really, but hey, we're really going to invest this because I think they see it. This is our sport to go win a national championship, along with baseball and Dave Van Horn, who you saw there, all the coaches on the front row, Sam Pittman as well, if you watch the press conference. But I think this is a perfect marriage coming in at the right time. It's like 2 divorcees. And they're like, you know what? Let's say I do. Let's go to the altar. I know we're a little older. We've both been married once or twice. This is perfect timing where I'm at in my life, where you're at in your life. Let's just combine it. Let's get married. Because college basketball is so hard to judge. You got to judge your regular season and tournament success totally different. So I'm not ready to go say how far Cal's going to make the tournament. I would venture to say he's going to make it past the first weekend. I know some Kentucky fans that probably watch the video going to be, he hadn't been since in 5 years here. Why would he do it at Arkansas? Again, I just think a little rejuvenation, new job. I've had that happen to me before. Like I had to get in. I was in a stale job. This is when I was in college football. Left to go take another one. Got rejuvenated. I think it's going to happen to Cal. He doesn't have to raise the money. Again, some of that is his own fault at Kentucky. But I think he's going to be fully embraced within the community. They're going nuts for this guy. A lot of them are having to go wipe out what they said on this guy about on Twitter, X, Facebook, about him previously when he was the head coach of Kentucky.